Shalom and Calvary greetings to one and all. Good day, everyone. Now, today, I would make a finale and summary to our subject this week. And thank you, everyone, for all your prayers, for your comments, your reactions to our sharing. And I pray that this series has been a blessing to you. Amen. Now, we talk about the present truth. What is it? And of course, the present truth is the Word of God revealed in its due season. God, as He unfolds His whole plan to His chosen people, He unfolds them gradually, slowly, in a way that His children could reach to that level of spirituality. Amen. God's move as He fulfills each of His plan is gradual, slowly but surely. And that is why every time that there is the so-called present truth, present ministry, every time period. Amen. And the present truth in a certain church age or dispensation is connected and in continuity with the previous church age or dispensation. Everything coheres, amen. Everything connects. Every message is connected. Nothing is separated from the other. Even the ministries, brothers and sisters, the ministry of God in the present dispensation is connected to the previous dispensation and a continuation thereof. Amen. Now, for example, some believe that God has two gospels, one for the Jew and another for the Gentile, and this belief has no foundation, because the truth is the gospel that we receive is the same gospel that the Jewish believers received during their time. The gospel dispensation for the Gentile is a continuity and is never another thing from the one that the Jewish people received. Amen. In Romans, in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 11, verses 17 to 19, we read verse 17 to 19, and if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Amen. So Paul here said, we are all nourished by one olive tree. Not two, but one olive tree. Amen. Both the original branch, the wild branch, were growing in the same tree. Amen. Nourished in the same tree. Nourished in the same gospel truth, so to speak. Amen. Not two, but one. Paul said the original branch, the Jew, were cut off so that we, the branch from the wild olive, could be grafted in to that original olive tree. Amen. One olive tree, and we Gentiles were just grafted into it. Amen. That's the reality, brothers and sisters. The Gentile dispensation is just a continuity, not a separated gospel plan of God. Amen. What the Gentiles received were supposedly received by the Jew had they neglect not the gospel. Amen. Paul, when he preached the gospel to the Jew and they believed not, instead they mocked God for the truth they've heard, Paul and Barnabas boldly said in Acts chapter 13, verse 46, Acts chapter 13, verse 46, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. The word of God, take note, brothers and sisters, the word of God should be first spoken unto the Jew. Amen. Let us continue reading. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Amen. See that, brothers and sisters. The gospel that the Gentiles received is the same gospel that the Jew received in their days. Amen. Every succeeding ministry is a continuation of the previous ministry. Amen. But there is one gospel. Yeah. And what about the ministry in this end time? We have ministries restored, truth restored. Amen. The three measures of meal of God that was given by that woman, that one that Matthew 13, verse 33, is saying in parable. Matthew 13, verse 33, another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto living, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Amen. Now, we know that the three measures of meal that was leavened by that woman was the right teaching from the Word of God, or right meat from the Word of God, which are justification by faith, sanctification by the truth, and baptism of the Holy Ghost, true baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we know that all this had been leavened by the woman in the Dark Ages. We know that. And everything was totally leavened. Amen. The word was mixed with the teaching of man, man-made stuff. Amen. And yeah, the word of God was totally leavened. These teachings was totally leavened by that woman. Yes. And God has been restoring those in years from Sardis to Laodicea. Amen. Luther brought the true message of justification, and Wesley brought the true doctrine of sanctification. Amen. And we know that sanctification is the present truth during Wesley's time, but they in Wesley's time can never receive the message of sanctification and neglect the message of justification. No, it's a package. See, it's a connection. You cannot accept one and neglect the other one. And in this time, starting from the Azusa Street revival, we receive the truth of through baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we can never say, I believed and accept the true baptism, but I could not believe justification and sanctification. No. They are in one package, brothers and sisters. And I will say, brothers and sisters, that no true born-again Christian that does not long to be justified and to be sanctified. It is always the desire of each child of God who are born again of the Spirit of God to be imputed with the righteousness of God. Amen. To have a sanctified life. We are always thirsting for that workmanship of God in our lives. Amen. They are a package, brothers and sisters. Justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we are born again. Brothers and sisters, the Bible said, we are born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring, abiding, continuing, the word continuity, amen, continuing word of God, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what about the three ministries of the Lord in this end time? We have the shout, you have the voice of the archangel in the last trump. The message of God through Brother Branham, the message of God through the fivefold ministry, and the last message of God by the seven thunders. These are forming a package also towards the rapture. Amen. And a person could not be under the message of the fivefold ministry and yet deny the message of Brother Branham. No. Amen. You can never hear the message of the seven thunders, not unless you've submitted yourselves in the ministry of the fivefold ministry. Amen. See that? Voice of the archangel is a continuation of the ministry of the shout. And the last trump ministry is the continuation of the ministry of the voice of the archangel. Amen. You cannot receive one and deny others. Amen. Yes, you may receive the shout, but if you remain in the shout without continuing through the message of the fivefold ministry, you will be left behind. And don't expect a rapture. See that? You have to go wherever God leads us to. Amen. Wherever the present truth is, we should be there. The present truth is always the one working within us so that we can be presented as a wife without spot and blameless in due time. Amen. The present truth cleanses us. It cleanses our inner being. Amen. You know, man composes of spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Amen. And God shall bring those who will be alive when the Lord returns to their metamorphosis, being a candidate for kota, amen, a candidate for rapture. The living saints who are candidates for caught up shall be changed first. And so God should have been doing something. And really God did something for years. And he gave us three consecutive or series of ministries for us to be changed. Amen. The shout for regenerating our spirit, tuning in our spirit back to God, back to His Word. Amen. And followed by the voice of the archangel, which is there to transform our soul from walking carnally to walking in the spirit, transforming our inner being back to the image of God, to the image of our Creator. Amen. And the last trump is for the redemption of our vile body. Amen. A body change before the rapture will happen. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? A complete package, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So God in this our time is bringing forth his treasure, both old and new, a complete package of salvation for his plan for us to be fulfilled, for us to be changed completely from our spirit to our soul to our body, a complete package of salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you, and I hope you have gotten something to ponder this week, and I hope the things we talk about somehow help you as you walk with the Lord in shorter time of waiting for his promise to be a reality to each of our life. Amen. Shalom.